2457, JBM Petroleum Service LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small business to service gas stations to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.29 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Glen Daniel Road, which is Route 38, approximately half a mile southeast of Greentop Road, which is Sussex County Route 225. The 911 address is 8913 Glen Daniel Road, Lincoln, and the tax parcel ID is District 230, Map 6, Parcel 20.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis document. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of written comments received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, if you'll come up, please, and give us your name. And you are?
Hi, I'm Dean Vincent. I'm the president of JBM Petroleum. This is my wife.
Okay, and your name is?
Judith Vincent.
Okay, well, welcome. You heard what our director read into the record on behalf of your application. Do you have anything that you would like to add? Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about your business and what happens?
We've been in business for roughly about 12 years. We have about 10 employees. We've been there for 12 years. There has been a code enforcer out every year, said there was no issues with it. As of last, in 2023, we had one, our competitors down the road. So we don't know who it is, but we would assume, and he kept taking pictures. I just wanted to let you know that's why we're doing this. We didn't feel that we even needed to do this, but we would rather just get it done.
Okay. All right.
So if we could just add, what is it that you're doing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're a service company. We service and build gas stations, anything to do with petroleum, courthouses, schools, their fuel tanks, their fuel pumps, their generator tanks.
So what do you do really at that property, though? Do you build
at our property? Nothing. We do no. All we do is store parts there. My employees come there in the morning, get work orders, pick up. We store parts. I have a building there. We store parts, new parts. They get them, and they're gone the rest of the day.
No fuel or gas storage or anything like that?
And our office people work remotely.
So no employees are leaving their vehicle there? They're just taking...
One employee, because he doesn't have room in his house, leaves it there.
All right. So everything you're storing is inside the building, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. No signage, no nothing?
No.
Okay. That's about all I had.
Sorry, okay. I jumped in.
That's quite all right. Mr. Collins, anything?
Everything looks fairly tidy, well-contained, so I don't have any other questions. Okay. Other commissioners covered it.
Ms. Wingate?
I agree with Mr. Collins. This is a neat site. So hours of operation?
7:30 to 4. We are 24 hours a day, but that doesn't mean they come there. They're dispatched out from their home. They may come there and get a part in the middle of the night, but they drive
if there's
the
a breakdown or something,
yeah,
you have to address
nothing,
it.
No noise.
So that would be 7 days a week that you would need to have employees if they have to come and go?
Very seldom, though.
Yeah, they keep it on their trucks. Most of the inventory that we know are calls that come in.
Okay.
That type of thing. And we did have letters that were submitted within everybody within like 200 feet. And
of the neighbors.
Most of them said, we didn't even know you had a business.
Yeah. So. Trying to think of the other things that we need to get on the record, and nothing's coming to mind.
Sign.
Oh, yes. Would you like a sign?
Would I like a sign? I would. Okay. Now that I'm doing this, I would like to put a sign up.
Okay. Thank you.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. What else?
No questions, Mr. Chairman. To correct my earlier statement, there are, although we received, when I said we received zero comments, that is correct, we received zero comments. However, the applicant did submit with their application those letters of support. They are in your paperless packet, so
letters
my apologies.
Letters of support are in the record. We have,
on that.
Yeah, we're good with that. Okay.
And just to clarify, I don't know if it makes sense, when you were given the address, you said Glen Daniel Road. There is a different road that's Glen Daniel Road.
We are Glen Daniel Pond.
We're Glen Daniel Pond Road.
Thank you.
Good to get it straight on the record.
Yeah. We advertise it, right?
It's on the paperwork that was sent to us. Our address is correct.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
There you go.
It's on the sign.
It's on the sign. It's on what we
okay.
So you're good on that part.
As long as it was advertised properly, we're fine.
Yes, because our neighbors were texting, we got this, anything we can do, so, yeah.
Great. Counselor, anything?
Just, so I want to make sure, a couple things. Did you say the storage of like equipment materials, that's all inside?
Yes.
All right, and then just because there was a photograph that was in the record of the house, so is it, do you live on the property as well?
Live on the property next door. It was two properties that we bought, put them both together. I have a 40-by-80 pole barn that we do it out of.
Okay, because I was looking at the pictures thinking, this doesn't look like a, you know, a petroleum business, it all looks like a house, you know, so. But I see in the back of one of them, you can see the pole barn.
Yeah, it's towards the side.
Okay, all right. That's all the questions I had, so make sure I understood.
Staff, I didn't mean to overlook you down here. Any questions? Okay. All right then, well, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome. All right, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2457, JBM Petroleum Service LLC, in favor? Okay, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2457? All right, anyone on the commission have any further questions or comments?
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning, okay?